truth is what you receive or accept as an acceptable reality. But it changes a bit, you see, because truths seem to be true, and then they're untrue, and then they're accepted, and then they're not true. It was a well-established truth that once upon a midnight dreary that the world was flat. Well, that was true. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. Wait, which is it? It's as you accept it and as you accelerate your process, and your science spends all day, every day, trying to disprove their own places of proving these truths that are being established. In the beginning of your country, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That means that they can change. But at this stage of the moment, we hold these truths to be self-evident, meaning the empirical evidence that establishes something as true or the truth is only in the eye of the beholder. All right, now let's go back to reality. What's real? Well, reality is that part that you accept in as your we say your environment, just because that makes the words very simple and easy. What's true and real? There's this great push with people losing jobs and homes and money and on and on and on and on and on. Well, that may be true, but that's not true in everyone's reality. You see, it is affecting numbers, but not everyone. So then therefore the reality is subjective to what the individual human deems as is there is. Or, well, the Shakespeareans play with that, and they say to be or not to be, that is the question. Well, the same thing is true as developing, of accepting what is. You see things developing, and then you react and have action regarding that. Well, the regarding that means that you have to hedge so that that is that's bad can't get in your reality, or that that is that is delicious and wonderful can be welcomed into your reality. And then those are the terms, and they're words, but those are the terms that you use to establish and canonicalize what you accept and value as true. Let's say James hosts cocktail party.
Right.
Okay. He invites many people, cross range, and it's a very wonderful, fun party. Great eats. Everybody's enjoying and having conversation. They have the whole entire party, and before they're able to leave, they are sequestered, divided, and you ask the individuals that were present at the cocktail party exactly what transpired, and they are sworn to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, at the end of the day, when you start comparing the notes, you're going to start wondering if those people were at the same reception at the same time, because their version of what the truth is going to be so variegated, you won't be able to tell. And they are indeed, beyond a shadow of a doubt, being fair, telling their version of the reality that is as their expression of kiss-kiss-say truth.
Okay, so then what is the reality that is there beyond the what is projections or the truth projections by the perceiver?
Well, it's just the word of truth. The truth is relative. You're using truth as a definitive point of fact when it's not. It's more of an opinion. It's the opinion, and that's what you establish as truth. And so the connotation that adds that this is true and this is not true or a lie is so far outside the realm of reality that it almost takes the tenacity or the strength of the word out of the equation. When you start looking up the word, the actual word itself, the definition itself sort of gets you off the hook as you know a truth, okay? But that sometimes is based on your stacked up realities of normalcy.
Well, where does normalcy come in? Where does anybody agree on it?
The end of you actually try to attach that to a meme as far as affecting the mass consciousness. When it does not affect the mass consciousness, it's subjective to the
this mass consciousness?
The parallels that are forced, presented, so everyone can embrace the same topic of conversation and form their opinion based upon what Fox News says is the truth.
Yeah, so when two people are arguing, one says, you're not dealing with reality, they're talking about the forced meme as well as their own projection and mixing it up. That's always going on.
Yes, indeed.
So does that mean there's no such thing as a true, real agreement?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're talking about an agreement, what is agreement? That you and I agree. Well, if we agree, then we do a contract. Well, the definition of a contract is just a piece of paper establishing that I will if you will and you will if I will.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean that that's the end-all. That just means that at this point of recording a document that we agreed, past tense, that this is how we will proceed. But then every other effect of that whole process comes in to undo the how that contract comes out or forces one party or another to concede their position if there is, of course, an issue. In the old school, in the olden days, you spit in your hand and shook hands, and your word was your bond, meaning that what I say I'm going to do, I'll do. That was stronger than your court-ordered contractual mediations today. Because you upheld that. You upheld that established place. And it was more important to keep your word because that gave you your power. My power is in my words, and my word is I will. Okay? Get in the altar when you marry and you give an oath and you say, till death do us part, so help me God. Well, God's involved in it, but better marriage vows might be, let's see how this works out, and if everything goes good, we'll enjoy each other as long as we do. Then it takes the pressure off. So then it doesn't make your love relationship out in a divorce court as a lie.
Everybody has their own universe. How did it become a mass meme?
Because it got, how do you convince human creators of anything? How do you decide what's true and what's not true? Because you tell them, you say it a lot. You're the creator. You speak of it a lot. Those who love and appreciate everything in their experience find that only love and appreciated things are in their experience.